Siddur Snippet Series is generously sponsored by the Saka family. We finished the first three brachos, the opening section of Shevach. We praise and we acknowledge Hashem's greatness, how categorically different He is than we are. Which brings us up to the middle section of Bakasha. On weekdays, we pivot now to turn and to ask Hashem for our requests, our supplications, ask Hashem to fulfill all of our needs. We began with Shevach, as we mentioned, an introduction to the Amidah, not because we were trying to position Hashem, not because we were trying to flatter Hashem, but rather before we begin to ask Him for what we need, we have to remind ourselves why He is the address, why He is the one who can be the resource. So now that we established through Avos, Gvuros, and Kedusha, through those three themes that Hashem is the solution, He's the answer, He's the source of everything, now we turn to ask what we need and want. How many brachas are there? How many bakashas are there? 13. So perhaps you've been bothered. How can we say the same Amidah every morning, every afternoon, every evening, three times a day, 6 days a week? Who says that's what I need? Maybe my needs change. Maybe the world is changing. Why is it instituted on me, this text? Why do we have this formula or template that we have to all recite the same thing? So the Gemara Megillah tells us that it was none other than Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, who were endowed with divine inspiration when they authored these 13 bakashos. What they authored for us are not just particular time or particular place, what someone needs, but Anshei Knesset HaGedolah were endowed with the vision to identify what are 13 universal needs. They transcend time, they transcend space, wherever one may live, whenever one may live. These are the 13 core things that a person needs. These are what should define our priorities in life. The Gemara is essentially telling us is something critical for us to understand. That every time we say the Amidah, and every time we arrive at the middle section, the section of Bakasha, we're not just employing it as a tool to ask Hashem for what we need, but we're recalibrating our compass. We're reordering our priorities. If we get confused and we start thinking that something else is more important, maybe we have a draft tonight and we want to get a good team heading into the Major League Baseball season. Maybe a person wants a particular car or size house. Maybe a person's trying to have certain things or go away to a certain place for Pesach. Say the Amidah three times a day and we remember, beginning with Das and then Hashiveinu Avinu, Slach Lanu, and then we go through Refuah and Davening Al Tzadikim and Shema Koleinu. These are the 13 universal priorities. And the Amidah then becomes a text and a template, not only to advance what we need and what we want, but it becomes a daily, thrice daily exercise in reordering and reminding ourselves, in reaffirming what our priorities are to be. If it doesn't appear on this list of 13, maybe it's important, sneak it into Shema Koleinu, put it in at the end of the Amidah, before you say, Lord, sorry, take you three steps back. But if it doesn't appear in this middle 13, it's not central, it's not core, it's not part of the fabric or the definition of the universal needs of man, no matter where and no matter when. The Ramchal in Derech Hashem tells us, why is it so important to recite these bakashas every day? Is God so arrogant that He needs to hear us turn to Him and beg and grovel? Not once a day, three times a day? Once a week good enough? Once a month? How much do we have to submit and surrender and ask and grovel and beg? So the Ramchal says, you think we're doing this for Hashem? You think He gets anything out of it? We're doing this because it is an exercise in emunah, an exercise in humility. What happens? A yid wakes up and starts their day. Person goes to work. Person takes initiative. Person makes effort in any arena in life. And we start to meet success, hopefully. And we become confused and we think, who is the source of our success? We are. It's my ingenuity, my creativity. It's my hard work. It's my effort. That's why I'm healthy and well, because I eat right and I exercise. And that's why I'm prosperous, because I work hard and I'm entrepreneurial. And that's why there's justice, because I stand for justice and fight for it and demand it and represent. We start to confuse and think it's all because of us. Says the Ramchal, Hashem says, Chazal say, stop. Three times a day, stop. And interrupt. Before you begin, interrupt in the middle, and as your day ends, Marav, stop. And remember, that with all the ishtadlus, with all the effort, with all the initiative that we take, ultimately, the Ribbono Shel'olam is the source, the Ribbono Shel'olam is the one who determines and decides, he is the arbiter of our destiny. So we begin our day, before you go to work, before you go to the gym, before you go shopping, before you go for your walk, before you do anything, you have to daven. You can't do something before you daven. Davening is the first thing we do to remind us that whatever we'll do afterwards, we do as our initiative. Because tefillah takes the form of words and tefillah takes the form of action, but our whole life, anis tefillah, our whole life is a form of davening and asking Hashem. We ask Him with our words and we ask Him by taking our effort. But we begin with the sitter in order to ground ourselves and to realize that everything comes from Him. Mincha, punk, the middle of the day, we have to remember, I thought I had a killer day in business, a killer workout, I had a killer, whatever we think we did and we did well and we did right, we have to interrupt. 13 bakashas Hashem, whatever it is, Rifainu, Baruch Aleinu, Shmak Aleinu, Semach David, it's all from you. And again, Marav, at the end of the day. So the Ramchal says, why are we davening? Certainly not because Hashem needs to hear it. He's not flattered by it. We're doing it to remind ourselves and ground ourselves, lest we fall prey, lest we're vulnerable to the very seductive and easy to trip up on thought that Kochi V'atzam Yadi, it's me, it's my power and my creativity. Davening grounds us and reminds us it's all from Him. We'll see a couple more interpretations why we're doing Bakasha as we continue to introduce this section.